Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, everybody. It's Deb Hill, and today my devotional is Freely Give. As I started studying and praying before writing this, I gathered statistics like love is mentioned 714 times in the Bible, yet giving or possessions is mentioned 2,172 times. This was interesting. In The Treasure Principle by Randy Alcorn, he points out that 15% of everything Christ ever said related to the topic of money and possessions more than his teachings on heaven and hell combined. Interesting information. But the most important thing the Holy Spirit revealed to me is that tithes and offerings are maybe one of the most important ways we express our love back to God, the Creator of all things. Better yet, sacrificial giving indicates our full trust in Him to provide for all of our needs. Note, I said tithes and offerings. Offerings being Holy Spirit prompted, freely giving gifts to the church or someone in need above and beyond what we commit to God in tithes, which in the Hebrew means tenth. There may be some people for whom giving 10% is unwise. There are probably many people in America for whom giving 10% would be pretty easy. And in fact, it wouldn't really be sacrificial or even generous. Since God is to be our treasure, believers are to give generously and freely. For many, this will mean giving more than 10%. God will accept you giving a tithe. He will not punish you if you do not give a tithe. The Apostle Paul taught that how we give is as important as what we give. He said, "Let him give not grudgingly or out of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver." It isn't that he doesn't love the uncheerful giver who gives grudgingly, but he loves the one freely giving out of love for the Father. It's a different relationship. This giver understands it is about the relationship with our Creator, not the amount of the gift. Most Americans have been given much in comparison to the rest of the world. We have clean water. We don't have to walk miles to a river or well to draw the water most of us probably wouldn't drink. We don't have to hunt or scrounge for food. We have relatively clean air to breathe and a roof over our head and transportation. We have been given much. The Holy Spirit prompts our decision to give above and beyond our tithe to meet a need, whether in or outside the church. This is directly related to our relationship with the Lord and out of the much He has given us. Lord, I pray I and we choose to be still and listen for Your Spirit prompting us to offer You or someone else a gift of ourselves or our resources out of a grateful heart. Amen.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.